under our business sponsors, just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the radio in St. Simons Island at 91.3. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day on this broadcast, Let's Face the Issues. We always look forward to your input, your questions, your answers, your dialogue and discussion on the issue. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, oftentimes I get so heavily involved in what I am wanting to say, playing beat the clock most days, that I forget to remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through the studios right to our microphones that we can entertain your comments, your dialogue, discussion on the issue. We're talking about today, have we forgotten? Have we forgotten? I watched this morning with a fresh, new sense of sadness for what took place on 9/11, 2001. 23 years ago celebration or remembrance, if you will. And many of the themes year after year after year with the recollection of 9/11 is never forget. Never forget. Nothing wrong with that theme. There's a whole lot wrong with the fact that I believe we've forgotten as a nation. Individually, as individuals, I believe we've forgotten. Ladies and gentlemen, today marks the sad day of some 23 years ago. Celebrating the Day of Remembrance, the 23rd anniversary of 9/11. The day America was changed forever. That's the term that's used. But my question is, did it really change us? I've used the illustration many, many years down through the years now since that took place. I recall on I-4 Expressway down in Central Florida, some people in their fruit tree orchards had placed big signs, pray for America, pray for America. Some of the cities where signs had been put up like that, the city leaders ordered the signs to be removed. And yes, for about 90 days, America was in a state of shock, a state of mourning, a state of let's never forget, let's retaliate, let's get the enemy that caused this. And after about 90 days, 120 days, somewhere in that area, I believe America has forgotten. The true history of 9/11 has not been taught in our schools. But ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about that, we're going to talk about 9/11, the fact that I believe we've forgotten. We'll be talking about today some takeoffs, takeouts, some looking back at last evening for the debate with President Trump and Comrade Kamala Harris. By the way, you know, Elon Musk made a powerful statement. Elon Musk says Kamala Harris is quite literally a communist. Elon Musk has posted on social media a simple statement regarding his opinion of Kamala Harris, and the leftists are melting down. His statement wasn't complicated at all. Quote, Kamala is quite literally a communist. She wants not merely equal opportunity, but equal outcomes, end quote. And he goes into greater detail in that article. I think that pretty much summarizes what took place last evening. But I want to invite your comments, dialogue, and discussion today on these two very pertinent issues that I believe we have forgotten. We've forgotten who the enemies really are. We've forgotten what took place, literally what took place on 9/11. And the enemies that are still in America, the enemies that are staging, I believe, another hit on America that, in my most humble opinion, will be far worse than 9/11. Ladies and gentlemen, we lost about 3,000 lives on that day. The Twin Towers, the Pentagon, Flight 93 that Todd Beamer and others rushed to the pilot's cabin and then forcefully took command of the controls and the plane was crashed in a cornfield. We was in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Want to hear your opinions, your thoughts. Have we forgotten? Do we really remember what took place? But ladies and gentlemen, as we face these issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. We don't base our determination on what will be said and how it will be handled on denominational dogma. We do not face issues based on political correctness. We do not face and discuss our issues based on what some would call just the angst of an individual with some conspiracy theory. We base it on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. God's word says in Psalms 146 and verse 3, put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. We can talk about these issues. We can talk about what is right and what is wrong in them. But we must keep our focus on the fact that God's still on the throne, that God is the one that is in control, that God is the one that is sovereign. God is the one that is watching over it all. God didn't create this old world and all that's therein, fling it into orbit, then sit back and say, my, I wish I could control what's happening. Ladies and gentlemen, God is watching. God is in the process, even now, in my opinion, based on our turning our backs on God, turning our backs on the Lord Jesus Christ. God is now progressively in the process of judging America, in my most humble opinion. But ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues from the Word of God, Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the Word of God. John 17:17 says, thy word is truth. Psalms 117 and verse 2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. And ladies and gentlemen, if I didn't believe that, I wouldn't want to get up of a morning. If I believe that all that we have to depend on is the ingenuity of man, I'd have nothing to live for, no hope. But we as Christians, conservatives, and patriots need to recognize that we need to be involved with the process. God is sovereign, God is in control, but God has created man as a volitional being. We have the responsibility, for example, of voting. We have the responsibility of being alert and recognizing what's happening in America. We need to be responsible as salt and light in a decaying, dying society. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Are we truly carrying out that responsibility? Ladies and gentlemen, it was George Orwell, the secularist, that said, the further society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. And we see that to be very factual today. But I want us to understand truth does matter. Whether we agree with it or not, whether we like it or not, truth matters. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. Headline I'm looking at, DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, Senator DeMint made this statement. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. End quote. I believe that is the refined target of where we are. We have the responsibility as Christians to disseminate truth and stand on truth and be the watchman on the wall. Ezekiel 33 says that. Be the watchman on the wall, warning danger ahead, danger ahead. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize what is taking place in America today as we celebrate the 23rd year of 9/11. may I say to you, truth matters. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That is my challenge to you each and every day on this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. They have the full line of Honda generators and a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions, ladies and gentlemen, about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, that location is at the belt, at the intersection of the Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. That's a gigantic benchmark. 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24-7. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone number is 904-831-0917. 831-0917. Before I open our, we open our lines and entertain our callers today, I want to read to you, back in 2012, I had the privilege, 2011 that is, had the privilege, I'm looking at the date on it, of publishing a gigantic book entitled, Is Islam Tolerant? And I dealt with in fact it is 25 chapters, about 350 pages. The preface is written by Todd Beamer's dad. Todd Beamer, you know, was in the Flight 93 that crashed into the cornfield in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. David Beamer, father of Todd Beamer, Flight 93. Let me read you what David Beamer said. Is Islam tolerant? If you are unsure how to answer this question, then by all means read Dr. Gene Youngblood's book, Is Islam Tolerant? Once upon a time, I thought I had the answers to some of those important questions. Quote, is there any enemy who seeks utter destruction of our cherished way of life? Not for the spoils of war, but to establish a global religion? Surely not. Is it possible for Americans to be apathetic to the point of selecting leaders who will be complicit as useful idiots to enable the destruction of America's founding principles within? Surely not. Could the sponsor of the Coexist bumper sticker be a part of the Islam mafia using propaganda to confuse sheep, to sympathize with their ever-increasing demands for speech and religious rights under Sharia law here in America? Surely not. Does a true Muslim believe in America have to be renounce their renounce the Constitution and the Judeo-Christian basics of life and the rule of law? Surely not. Is the current call for the destruction of Israel coming out of Iran from a wacko leader, part of centuries-old quest? Surely not. Could the weakness and worshiping at the altar of political correctness enable an avowed enemy to infiltrate our institutions, schools, judiciary, branch of Congress, military, and churches? Surely not. Would a commander-in-chief sympathize with an avowed enemy of the Constitution, which he took an oath to uphold and defend? Surely not. Is there a religion that disguises itself as peaceful, but really preaches death to all others as guiding principles for global dominance? Surely not. Would our son, Todd, rise up to fight back against Islamic enemy and be killed in action as part of a victorious counterattack on September 11, 2001? Surely not. Now, for me, all of these questions have been answered, but not in a way that my prior experience would understand and had suggested. The time for Americans to wake up, to learn about an ever-present grievous threat to the United States of America is at hand. And he goes on to say, read this book. It's not fiction. It's not to be ignored. It's not the work that is a happy ending. It is about what America can be, continue to be, or what may become the ending for America that we have been so blessed to have for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Signed, David L. Beamer, father of Todd Beamer, 9/11, Flight 93. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that summarizes it pretty well. But we're talking about today, that's anniversary recognition, 23rd anniversary of 9/11. Perhaps you have recollections of that. Perhaps you have insights and wisdom. By the way, one serious question, and I'll open our lines. That question is, why did we attack Iraq when all 19 of the Islamic jihadists that hit us on 9/11 were not from Iraq? Why did we do that? Saudi Arabia was the domicile of each of them. Our lines are open, I believe. Woody's on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Well, Pastor, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. This is really a momentous time, and I have so much that I'd like to say, but I'll have to keep it as brief as I can. What we don't know in this country is based in our biblical ignorance. God said everything that was going to happen these days, and it's coming to pass, and he told us he'd give us warnings and signs before this time of judgment fully developed. And I believe that's what we see. Now, I'm not a theologian. I'm going to express opinion here. But since 1992, God has been giving us seven warnings. And there's a direct nexus between last night's debate and 9/11. I mean, here's how we get there. The first divine warning that God gave us of his extreme dissatisfaction with America and his intention to put us on the waste heap of humanity was the election of Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was and his wife, Hillary, were the very symbols of the corruption of American culture. I don't need to develop that anymore. That a very noted pastor preached a sermon, What Means the Election of Bill Clinton in 1993 after Clinton was sworn in. The second warning was the election of George Bush, who, for people like me, we thought he was a great hero. But we missed the fact that George Bush was a facade, and a lot of things that happened with George Bush proved in this time now to have been very evil things. But his administration ended with severe financial distress in this country. But in the time of George Bush, we got our third warning. That was 9/11. That's what we celebrate today. America, the fortress, was attacked, and all of us were shocked as we saw unfolding on the screen what we never thought would have happened. A co-captain that I flew with when I was flying charter was airborne over Long Island when that happened. He saw the whole mess before Skatana was implemented and he had to land or whatever. But that third warning was 9/11. The fourth warning to America was the election of Barack Hussein Obama, a Muslim, a man whose whole desire was to tear down America and to continue empowering the destruction that the Clintons began in the intelligence community and the military. The fifth divine warning we had was the election of Donald Trump, a great man, a man who stands for those principles that made America great, a great industrialist, a man who he backed our principles of America, but a man who wasn't really a solid Christian and had some warts about him. But Trump was a warning sign. We thought he was to be a deliverer. No, Trump was there to get us to focus on him for what's now happening today. I'll develop that in just a minute if you'll give me a couple more minutes. The
yes.
Sixth warning that God has given us was the election of Joe Biden, the very symbol of what God thinks of white men, and a stark contrast to Donald Trump. Donald Trump was the builder. He was the alpha male with the strength and the vision like our forefathers to build this country, and Biden was nothing more than a greedy liar, and that's what most American men have really morphed into, I'm sorry to say. And then the seventh warning, and this is what the debate showed me last night, is the Jezebel Athaliah warning, this final warning that God has given us. It's very interesting that we had the debate on the eve of 9/11.
That's right.
The eve of 9/11. And that debate was a symbol of the Athaliah witch spirit attack, which occurs at the end of every great culture, according to historians, on the white productive male that helped build this country. Now, this is not making this as a racist comment. It's just Western civilization is essentially Greek-Roman culture based on the with the application of the Word of God that proved to produce, as Donald Trump has said, the greatest nation ever on the face of the earth. I think second after Solomon's Israel, but for Gentiles, it's the greatest nation. Well, here's the deal. Last night, we had a debate, and it was 3-1. You know that. Last night was a disgusting display of what is aligned against Donald Trump, the productive, traditional element of America. Who are the moderators? Who are the moderators? One, you have you're going to find this diffused, but I'm going to stand by the statement. You find a gay male in the gentleman that was pilloring Trump every time he had the opportunity, a facade of a neutral commentator, and the other was a black female full of bitterness and anger and all the false nonsense that the Marxists have fed into much of the black community to cause the division that's there. She hates Trump, and there's evidence in her record of that hatred of him also. That was not an impartial debate. But what it was, for those who are watching with any degree of discernment, last night was God's final, I'm going to say it again, his final warning to us. Because as 9/11 was a warning about his dissatisfaction with us, this last night, as we saw Donald Trump fighting valiantly, but tired and haggard and outnumbered, Donald Trump will not be our deliverer. I pray God he would be. He's not our deliverer. He is there as a symbol to see how the traditional values of the church and productive America are being torn down and attacked. And what could be next, I believe there are things we can't even imagine in the next 5 months. What could be next is nothing more than what happened with Jezebel and Athaliah, both in the line of Israel and the line of Judah. Evil, witch-spirited women that sought to interdict the will of the Father. Now, their end is going to be horrible. The dogs licked Jezebel's blood off the pavement. Her end will be dreadful. But in the time ahead, evil appears to have been empowered. God appears because we didn't listen to his warning in Proverbs chapter 1. And I would like to read 6 verses in just a minute. We didn't heed his warning in Proverbs, an unlikely place we would find prophecy, but there's a warning there that applies today. We haven't heard it, and so now our fears are coming upon us. Can you permit me to read 7 verses?
Yes, please.
You have the time. All right, I'm going to read from Proverbs chapter 1, and I'm going to begin with verse 23. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. God has been telling us that now since 1992, with his first warning. Because I have called, I have warned you, that's Woody's words, and you refused. I have stretched out my hand, and since nobody regarded, but you have said it not, all my counsel, and would have none of my reproofs, so I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear comes upon you. When your fear comes as desolation, and your destruction comes as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then shall they call upon me, and I won't answer. then they shall seek me early, but they're not going to find me. For they hated knowledge, the word of God, and did not choose the Lord. They would have none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Now we finish with this. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whosoever hearkens unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear. And I remind people of what Isaiah 3:10 says, but tell the righteous it would be well with them. Last night's debate was the final warning. What lies ahead of us is the witch spirit of Jezebel being empowered to destroy this nation, in my humble opinion. But I believe the evidence is all there. Donald Trump is not the deliverer. He is the symbol. And what happens to Donald Trump in the days ahead, we've already seen what could happen on July the 13th at 6:11 p.m., what is going to happen in the days ahead, the empowerment of the witch spirit is symbolized by none other than that little trollop, Taylor Swift. And, you know, she calls herself the childless cat mama. Well, that is the ultimate, she is the symbol God has given us of the ultimate rebellious young woman and what our culture is aimed at and accepts. We have come under God's judgment. And in January 2015, at one of the largest churches in the country, I heard Franklin Graham say then, while Barack Obama was still president and before the miraculous advent of Donald Trump, he said, America is toast, and we will never recover from where we are. God has given us 7 warnings last night. In my humble opinion, we got the final warning in the symbol of a vapid, evil, lying witch mocking the very symbol of what made America great. And because we don't know the word of God and we have not turned at the reproof of our Heavenly Father, it's now time to reap what we have sown. But tell the righteous, it will be well with them. End of commentary.
Amen. Marshall, you're exactly right, spot on with what you've said. I like your analysis and your overview and insight on that. Let me ask you a couple of questions, drilling down on specifics from last evening. Let me read you an article first, just a brief paragraph. She's too dumb. No doubt she knew the question. She had the exact answer too quickly. No way she goes from word salad every day to this. Call me a conspiracy theorist you like, but ABC prepped her. Do you believe she was prepared, number one? Second question simultaneously. We've got about a minute and a half left on this portion of the broadcast. But number two, do you believe that she had some type of hearing device? I read 3 articles this morning, looked at one that was on Facebook and 2 others showing a picture of her earrings and then a picture of a box of transmitters in another picture showing together they're identical. Do you believe it's possible that she had been prepped on all of the questions and or that she was being fed the answers or the questions and the answers by way of an earpiece?
I'll give you 3 words. Absolutely, no doubt, period. We're of God, but the whole world lies in the sway of the evil one, 1 John 5:19. We saw last night another false debate. The powers of evil are aligned against this man and against those who he represents. That's you and me and the people generally who listen to your show. It's here. And what we're going to see in the next 5 or 6 months will blow our minds, but tell the righteous it will be well with them. We have nothing to fear.
Amen. Marshall, thank you so much for your call and joining in the dialogue and discussion today. And it should be a challenge to every listener to look up, lift up our heads in the realization that our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a 1-minute top of the hour news break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news. We'll continue to talk about 9/11 and talk about the debate last evening, who won the debate, who was wrong, etc., etc. And I pray that you'll stay tuned and call in. Remember, that number is 904-831-0917. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ.